I'm speaking with Senator Tim Sheldon, Democrat from the 35th Legislative District. And Senator, you were in the Senate Energy, Environment, and Telecommunications Committee when it had a hearing yesterday for a bill that was called Buy Before Need. Now, this was a pretty contentious issue, but you were in favor of this bill. Can you tell me about it?
That's right, Eric. As the vice chair of the committee, we heard a bill sponsored by Sherrod Brown, new senator from East of the Mountains. And the issue is, under Initiative 937, many utilities are required to buy new renewable power when they don't need it. And if you're long on power, there's no reason to buy something that will just increase the power bills for consumers and small businesses. So we're hopeful we can get that bill to the floor, where I think it would garner votes from both sides of the aisle. And it's a consumer issue. Everybody in this state utilizes electricity. But I can understand if you need to buy power, renewable power is great to buy. But if you don't need it yet under the initiative, let's delay it for a while.
And another issue you wanted to talk about had to do with commute times. And here in Western Washington particularly, there are a number of places that have long commute times. However, this study was a bit interesting.
Yes, it was a surprising result, Eric. The study looked at the entire West Coast of the United States. Who has the longest commute time? And it's measured in time, numbers of minutes that you spend in your car translated to numbers of hours from away from your family. And if you look at Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Seattle, the longest commute time of 277 metropolitan area studies was in Shelton, Washington. So a small town, but people there that are working have to drive tremendous distances to other communities like Auburn or Enumclaw, Bremerton, to find work. It's surprising how much we would see if our license plate showed that you were from Mason County, but here you are in Auburn every day going to your job. You're hidden in the traffic, but most of that traffic is from someplace else. It's not local.
And hopefully, if some of the proposals from the Majority Coalition Caucus pass, we'll be able to bring some jobs back to the Shelton area and keep people employed closer to home.
Right. That's very important that we look at their growth management policies, that we look at workmen's compensation issues that benefit small businesses, that we look at training opportunities, and just spreading the wealth around our state. If you have an opportunity to go to South Lake Union right now near the infamous Mercer Mess, you see a huge amount of jobs being created. There's new buildings going up, $300 million in buildings just being built by Amazon right now. And they're bringing people in and it's vibrant. But if you get out maybe 30, 40 miles as the crow flies out to the Olympic Peninsula, you find that the jobs are just not there.
Senator Tim Sheldon, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thanks, Eric.